going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. Rafi, Mayor LaToya Cantrell loses her appeal in the Anne Brough case. What does that mean?
Well, it means that the mayor is digging a deeper hole for herself and for the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans. So just to refresh the audience's recollection, in April of 24, Anne Brough took pictures of the mayor and Jeffrey Vappi dining on the balcony of Tableau Restaurant. Ms. Brough provided those pictures to the Crime Commission. The Crime Commission filed a complaint with the Public Integrity Bureau of the Police Department regarding Officer Vappi's misconduct. So on April the 9th, the mayor filed a police report against Anne Brough. She contacted the police department and accused her of stalking her. And during the course of that investigation, somehow the mayor obtained from the police department the driver's license photo of Anne Brough, Anne Brough's social security number, and other privileged information that's restricted to law enforcement purposes only. The mayor took that information and filed a petition for a protective order in civil district court against Anne Brough. The matter was tried before the judge on June the 18th of 2024. The judge unceremoniously dismissed the temporary restraining order and ordered Mayor Cantrell to pay Ms. Brough's attorney $15,000 for the cost of her defending these accusations. The court concluded that the mayor's petition was baseless and a misrepresentation of facts. So what we didn't know was that the mayor decided to appeal that. Now, the mayor filed that petition as LaToya Cantrell, not Mayor LaToya Cantrell, as a private citizen, LaToya Cantrell. So when the mayor had to appear in civil district court, she was represented by her private criminal defense attorney, Eddie Castain. On this appeal that she lodged, she was represented by Mr. Castain and the city attorney's office. So the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal reviewed the mayor's pleadings and upheld the lower court's dismissal of Cantrell's petition and ordered her to pay an additional $8,000 in attorney fees for the cost of Ms. Brough's attorney going to court to defend this appeal. So we're looking at now the mayor owes in excess of $23,000 to Anne Brough for her legal expenses. Legal interest is accruing, and that's a debt that the mayor personally owes out of her funds, not public funds, but some kind of way, the city of New Orleans and the city attorney's office is now defending the mayor in conjunction with her private criminal defense attorney in this. So this is not only costing the mayor personally money, but also the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans. So that's the latest turn of events in this particular thing. The mayor keeps digging a deeper hole for herself and for the taxpayers in the city of New Orleans.
So it looks like the mayor's going to attempt to go down a path to have this become a public expense as opposed to her own. Where do we go to challenge this decision that's being made internally by the mayor's office? Is this something that goes to the council?
So there's another lawsuit that's pending. So after Ann Breaux won and the mayor's petition was dismissed in civil district court, Ann Breaux filed a civil rights civil lawsuit in federal court. So Ann Breaux is alleging that her constitutional rights were violated by the mayor and by the police department that shared with the mayor privileged information that should not have been available to a private citizen or even the mayor. So that matter is being litigated. This ruling in with respect to the mayor appealing the findings of the civil district court judge, I think is indicative of the fact that there was no merit to the mayor's allegations, that the mayor made false accusations against Ann Breaux, and those same factual circumstances coexist in the federal case. So it's very likely that Ann Breaux will be successful in proving her case, which would mean that the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans are going to likely have to pay a settlement or a judgment to Ann Breaux and her attorneys for the mayor's misconduct. So this is again the mayor using her own distorted sense of authority, that she believes that she can do whatever she wants to whoever. What she did to Ann Breaux was really unconscionable. It was an attempt not to just sanction Ann Breaux, but to silence and intimidate anyone that would dare take a photograph of her out in public doing anything inappropriate. Keeping in mind that the former executive protection member, Jeffrey Vappi, is no longer on the police force, is under federal indictment right now for wire fraud. So the mayor has a criminal defense attorney representing her. But added to that now is the city attorney's office, and potentially the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans are going to be responsible for defending the city in a federal lawsuit that is the result of the mayor abusing her authority and exposing the city of New Orleans and the New Orleans Police Department to civil judgments for violating the rights of Ann Breaux and misusing her authority as the mayor to obtain privileged information that's restricted for law enforcement purposes only.
And the clown show continues.
Yep.
I don't know how else to characterize it. It's just,
yep,
it never ends. As always, we always enjoy the conversation. Rafi Goyeneche, thank you for joining us today. Truly appreciate it. Head of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Equinard Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.